This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. A soft blanket of new-fallen snow, icicles dangling from the roof, twinkling colored lights shining through frosted window panes. These are all signs that the holiday season is upon us. But what if you live somewhere warm like Miami?
When you live in South Florida, there are really very few natural cues that it's the holiday season. There's no snow, there's no falling of leaves, palm trees don't really change colors. So for many people in the South Florida region, the Seraphic Fire Christmas concert is a nostalgic way of reconnecting with perhaps their colder and more seasonal roots.
That's Patrick Dupre Quigley, conductor, founder, and artistic director of the professional chorus Seraphic Fire. Singers from all over the U.S. fly to Miami to perform 50 concerts each year, including several sold-out Christmas concerts. If you don't have tickets for this year's concerts, don't worry. Seraphic Fire has captured the timeless beauty of their holiday performance on their latest release.
Candlelight Carols was a collaboration that we had last year with the harpist Jackie Carrad. It is the third of our Christmas discs, and I think it is perhaps one of the more angelic recordings we have. We were so very, very lucky to be able to work with someone of such talent. In putting together this disc of music for chorus and harp, there was a very traditional route that we could have gone, but we felt that it was important to feature the music of living composers. And so what we were hoping with this disc was to provide a real comforting, warm experience for the listener, but at the same time introduce people to new and exciting repertoire that was written for this specific holiday period.
One of those contemporary composers featured on this new recording is Jake Runstad of Minneapolis.
Jake actually composed Sleep Little Baby Sleep for us, and this was a set of three pieces that we commissioned from him about 3 years ago for Christmas. It has all the charm of Silent Night, but with the brilliance that Jake brings to writing for the voice.
The title of Seraphic Fire's third Christmas recording comes from John Rutter's Candlelight Carol, which closes out this recording. It's a piece that truly reflects the mood Seraphic Fire wants to convey.
Oh, I think that there is nothing better than the first verse of that carol. When the sopranos come in on how do you capture the winds on the water, it slowly grows in this undulating fashion up to this glorious soprano climax in the first, I don't know, eight bars, and every time we sing it, it's incredibly affecting.
And if you're in the mood for a few more familiar carols, Patrick says you'll find those on Candlelight Carols as well.
Norman Luboff's arrangement of Still, 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 I think for a number of the people who are listening who are themselves choral singers will know that this piece is the equivalent of a cup of hot chocolate for choral singers. There's nothing better than singing this at Christmas.
Whether you're in the snowy north or the sunny south, these candlelight carols from Seraphic Fire are sure to warm your heart. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.